In mid-August, Microsoft announced plans to do away with the programmatic long-standing discounts it has offered enterprise customers across its online services, including Microsoft 365, Dynamics 365, and all security, compliance, and identity management products. Before this change, which kicks off on November 1st, enterprise customers typically receive discounts of anywhere from 6% to 12% on their online services purchased via enterprise agreements or EAs. Now those discounts are disappearing. Cue the price increase panic. But actually, there's more to worry about here than the higher prices. And we have the perfect special guest to fill you in on what's really going on. Welcome to the Directions on Microsoft Briefing podcast. I'm Mary Jo Foley, the editor-in-chief here at Directions. I'm your host for this series of podcasts for those interested in the Microsoft Enterprise IT ecosystem. Here today to talk about the change in discounts, as well as some other pertinent licensing changes, is Directions on Microsoft licensing expert and negotiator Dean Bedwell. Dean works with enterprises on their Microsoft licensing agreements, and he also trains organizations on Microsoft licensing, negotiation strategies, and tactics. Before he joined Directions, Dean was president of Software Asset Advisors, which is a software licensing consultancy. And before that, he was 12 years at Microsoft managing the Canadian business desk, where he was responsible for negotiating agreements with Microsoft's largest enterprise and public sector customers. Hi, Dean. Thank you so much for doing the podcast today with me.
Well, thank you very much, Mary Jo. I look forward to it.
Good. So I think it would be good if you could start out by giving us a brief explanation about what Microsoft is doing around programmatic discounts for volume licensing customers.
That would be great. So Microsoft is actually canceling their programmatic discounts for levels B, C, and D. And just as a reminder, Microsoft has four levels in their programmatic discounts, level A, B, C, and D. Level A is 500 to 2,300 users or devices. Level B is 2,400 to 5,999 users or devices. Level C is 6,000 to 14,999. And level D is above 15,000. Now, the programmatic discount for level A was canceled some time ago, which basically opened the door to more partner-driven programmatic licensing solutions, such as the Cloud Solutions Provider, or CSP program, and the Microsoft Customer Agreement, or MCA. Microsoft will now only offer the estimated retail price for customers and then provide a discount off of that ERP price. For products like Microsoft 365 E5, the discounts of 5% off ERP for level B, an additional 3% for each of the levels to go to C and then to D will be removed.
Okay.
And for products that are LNSA products, those ones should not be impacted, but there is, if they go to ERP pricing for that, there is about a 10% off for level B, 8% for B to C, and 7% for level C to D. If they will be removed, then you'll basically be seeing a price increase, okay? Many of the customers also, though, attain additional discounts above their programmatic level. So now they just need to ask for more to maintain a similar price point because Microsoft will just be referencing ERP.
So I thought this was kind of interesting, amusing, whatever your word of choice is here. And when they talked about the change coming in their post, Microsoft said they're doing this to simplify licensing and, quote, improve pricing clarity. Yep, they really did say that. But I'm curious, what do you say? What's the real reason you think they are doing this?
So, you know, it's our belief at Directions that Microsoft is canceling the programmatic levels to continue to push customers to other licensing vehicles other than the enterprise agreement. And this should have a ripple effect on, basically, it's a hidden price increase. As you move to the programmatic offerings, people will forget about the levels and they'll be driving to a higher level price. Microsoft is basically wanting to become a utility. You know, when you get your utility bill, you don't negotiate the price, you just pay. And Microsoft is pushing customers to be we have this utility. It's called Microsoft 365. And here is the price that you pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as part of this push, which sounds like Microsoft's push to get completely rid of the EA, they're taking customers to the MCA, Microsoft Customer Agreement, and MCA for Enterprise, or MCAE as it's known. So if that is true, what should customers who end up having to give up their EAs expect? Can they still count on any kind of discount, or do they have to know what they had before and then work from there?
So, you know, again, at Directions, we believe that this is a trend to move people to these programmatic programs like the MCA or the MCA Enterprise. And really, the real thing you have to be concerned about is also the fact that Microsoft is also doing a reduction of sales, and they're also introducing AI in the sales process. You might have an account exec to talk to, but really the first line of defense is going to be an AI chat box, or I like to call Clippy in the cloud. Now, larger organizations will still probably have an account team and will still probably do EAs in the near term, but the arrow has been fired. Probably the enterprise agreement has seen its day. As for discounts, customers should be able to still attain discounts off the ERP price, but they will need to be diligent and focused. Having other negotiation levers will be critical. Items such as Azure growth, Power Platform usage, deployment increases, Copilot usage and growth of Copilot, executive relationships are really things that will be critical when you move forward. And so, yes, they will still be able to count on getting discounts. They will just need to have a better story to do that.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, now, at the same time this is all happening, Microsoft also seems to be trying to grab the biggest and most lucrative accounts, the Fortune 500, for itself. So if you're one of those customers, what should you expect to change as you start having to go direct with Microsoft?
Yeah. We've heard of the segmentation, and we believe it's called the S500, probably the strategic 500. Now, these are really the top accounts in the world, and there is more than 500 of them from what we understand. And Microsoft will probably take these customers direct, either with an enterprise agreement or the Microsoft Enterprise or the Microsoft Customer Agreement Enterprise. And at least for the near term, these customers will probably still be able to attain discounts. But as I mentioned, the negotiation levers will be more critical. And it's going to be hard for a customer to stop using subscription services. And Microsoft knows that. So really, you're going to see a pressure on those discounts. Now, when I said the enterprise agreement direct, it's not what is there now. In that case, they actually are removing the reseller, the large account reseller, and Microsoft will provide those services. And what you may want to do is lock in prices on your enterprise agreement, maybe adding a quantity of one or in their future pricing table to shelter your discounts for that product for the near term.
All right. That's good. Good advice. I'm going to take this opportunity to do a quick break so I can talk about Directions on Microsoft's world-famous licensing boot camps. We have a few of these, both virtual and in-person, coming up over the next few months. Our Microsoft licensing and negotiation boot camps can help people like you understand the rules. You'll learn how Microsoft products are licensed, how to avoid traps, and how to spot opportunities for savings. These boot camps are custom made for IT decision makers, procurement and legal professionals, software asset managers, solution partners, basically anyone involved with licensing Microsoft technologies. Our trainings will make you far more confident and prepared. Our licensing boot camps are led by our experts like Dean with decades of experience. You'll leave the boot camp with at least one tip that will more than pay for the course. So our next in-person boot camp is happening very soon in Bellevue, Washington, right in Microsoft's backyard, September 17th to 19th. And then we'll be in Los Angeles in February 2026 and Washington, D.C. in April 2026. If you want more information about the boot camps, go to directionsonmicrosoft.com/training. Okay, back to Dean now with more about Microsoft's recent licensing changes. So we've talked about the volume licensing changes that they just announced, but Microsoft's also making some internal changes that are very likely to impact partners and customers. So we know they've been laying off people all year this year, and their most recent wave was about 9,000 people, and that included quite a few Microsoft sales roles. I've seen, myself, a lot of people with the title Customer Success Manager and other Microsoft Account Managers on LinkedIn looking for new jobs. So Dean, what does that mean for enterprise customers?
Well, I've actually heard the number is close to 15,000.
Oh, wow.
And this may not be the end. Okay. As Microsoft launches that Clippy for the cloud, the number of layoffs should increase. Level A, B, and C customers will probably not even have an account exec moving forward. Large customers will still probably have an account team, at least if they're buying or deploying more. But if you're not buying or deploying more, it might be that you get relegated to Clippy in the cloud. Okay. And Directions has also heard that once a customer starts to buy AI, Microsoft does not have as much of a need to have a high touch with them in the future. So for large enterprise customers, as you deploy more, as you start to use more products, you'll probably still maintain an account manager. But if you start to stay status quo and not buy more, deploy more, you may be relegated to that programmatic offering.
Okay. So you mentioned this already, but Microsoft is putting a squeeze on these large account resellers who've been traditionally working with some of these big customers. And now, if large account resellers are being pushed out of the way as Microsoft takes these bigger accounts direct, I'm curious how you think customers will be affected.
Well, basically, the value-added services that the reseller is providing for free will now be paid-for services. We've actually heard of accounts in Europe just being sent invoices for extra services, and this was unsolicited. And so customers could look at a increased fee for some of the work that they're having the resellers do that Microsoft was paying for before in their fees to the reseller. Now, those resellers, in order to do their work, will charge the customer.
Wow. Okay. Yet another price increase indirectly. Okay. You've been talking about AI here. AI has a role in everything at Microsoft these days. And I like that you're calling this Clippy in the cloud. I was thinking maybe support Clippy or something like that. But if customers have to start doing this, dealing with a chatbot instead of having a Microsoft account rep who they can talk to and negotiate with, what do customers need to watch out for when this happens?
Yeah, as already stated, the Clippy in the cloud is coming. I believe Microsoft calls the project Frontier.
Oh, okay.
Probably the smaller customers, they're going to bring it out first. I'm not sure how or what they will do or how effective they will be. Maybe over time, it will provide great answers. But our opinion is just like other Microsoft products, they're usually only 80% baked at launch. It's sort of like building the plane and flying it at the same time. Mm-hmm. And imagine that with some AI, you know, non-compliance may be uncovered a little bit easier. You know, take Windows Server data center and the Azure use benefit where customers have dual use rights on Azure and on-prem. There's currently not a gate in Azure to stop customers from over-allocating the Azure use benefit. Now with AI, it could just be a standard type of service where the AI engine goes and looks at your deployments in the cloud, goes and looks at your Azure hybrid benefit, and then once uncovered, might just even automatically bill you. It could be fairly expensive. And that's probably why, you know, some of the direction services that we have may be key. You know, just having someone to talk to rather than ask a question of an AI chat box. And so we're not sure what this will actually eventually look like. It seems to be a trend Microsoft's going down. Smaller customers are going to be pushed to this. Larger ones, probably in the future.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. Let's have some final words of advice for enterprises given all these changes. Is there anything they need to do before November 1st when this starts to try to improve their licensing position with Microsoft and partners? Or after November 1st, like what would you tell customers who are hearing about all these things that you're talking about and basically panicking?
Yeah. And so if you've got an enterprise agreement now and you're got a project that is coming up, you may want to try adding those products as a supplemental CPS to your engage or to your enterprise agreement and adding a quantity of one so you lock in the price or adding it into the future pricing table. Also make sure that you know what the estimated retail price is now and what your price level programmatic price is now and what the discount that you got now. And that will help you in the future when you go to negotiate. And I know this is a cliche, but knowledge is power. And the more you know about the data, the better. Also consider third-party support. They could start to fill in the blanks for you to provide what Microsoft is doing at renewal time. You know, if you only do one or two of these agreements in the course of your life, having a partner that has done many could be beneficial. You know, what is Microsoft discounting? What are the key products they're focused on? Are there any specific business or legal terms to consider? Knowing that through a partner could be very beneficial to you when you go to renegotiate whatever agreement you're going to be renegotiating. And as I stated earlier, there are a number of negotiation levers. You need to get a bigger picture of what those levers are to better negotiate. I would start now before this change in November and just continue that initiative on an ongoing basis.
Okay. Also sounds like, not to promote our own stuff, but I am going to, Licensing Bootcamp would be a great place to learn about all those things that you just said.
Yes.
Okay, Dean. Well, thank you so much for the time and all the licensing wisdom. I know customers will find that really useful. I would like to remind our listeners they can find lots more coverage of all things Microsoft related on directionsonmicrosoft.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or any topics that you would like to hear the directions analysts cover in one of these podcasts, please do not hesitate to contact me via X or Blue Sky. Directions on Microsoft also is on LinkedIn, so make sure you follow us there. We at Directions have converged our existing social media channels into a single new platform. So give us a follow at DirectionsMSFT on X or Directions on Microsoft on Blue Sky for all of the latest Microsoft Enterprise product and licensing information. Thanks again.